my talk is in some senses just a continuation of what we've seen so far. But now the natural question is, so we can do it for genus zero, and what about genus one?
Okay, so at first, the plan is,
so first I'm not going to directly give the connection, but I'm just going to introduce. Elliptic. And then the second part will be its topological origin. So then maybe that's the title. The first part will be something about the following diagram. I'm going to explain what those objects are, but probably to most of you this already probably know. So we have GRT. Then we have this Kajiwara plus symmetry group of the Kajiwara run problem. And this was shown by Safe and Torossian. So then here this connects to a Nukes theory of elliptic associations. So this is kind of a special map. So essentially what we're trying to do is find what is the object that should be here that makes this diagram clear. And we're going to show that we can find this object and kind of this section it extends. And at least conjecturally, there should also be an error like this. And here we have some evidence for it. So let me maybe first introduce in particular these algebraic Bernoulli algebras. Let's start by recalling the definition. The divergence. So divergence is defined for derivations on the free Lie algebra, and it has values in trace functions. Those are series in cyclic. Words in those XIs, or this is the same as they do universal end-loving algebra. Maybe you should take your appropriate completion of this. So the divergence is defined mainly by a formula that one would mainly expect. You just have to make sense of what the symbols mean here. So in some sense, we can think of the region as a vector field, and those are the coordinates of a vector field. Then we take the derivation with respect to its coordinate, and then sum over everything, take the stress. So this in particular, just properties is a co-cycle. One cocycle, which just to follow the formula, and there is a natural action of observations on those sequences. But if you want to think of those, of this map in terms of some graphs, then so for each iteration you can draw a graph as follows. So let maybe try an example of something. So let's have some iteration that sends x to the following lever. Then we can draw the following root at 3. So we take this x and take this bracket with y, another bracket with y, and then there's this output, which is also an x. So this will be those Jacobi trees which are rooted. And then what the divergence does is takes an outgoing arrow and connects it to every possible your incoming arrow with the same label. In this case, so we get one of those wheels, and then we can just read off along the wheel direction what the cyclic word is.
Not quite. I mean, it connects near, not at.
What do you mean?
I mean that you get it at the wrong degree, don't you? You started from a freely word of degree 3 and you got a trace in degree 2.
May I answer?
Yeah.
It's because Florent failed to say that in order to treat this problem, he invented a new divergence operator.
Oh, so that's not the same divergence.
No, not the same divergence operator.
Okay.
That's why it has a different degree, see?
Okay, fine.
But it should be the same on the tangential ones, but I guess then, so the degree would... So if there's something like this, then you would say the degree is just the degree of UI, possibly. And now the whole thing would be the degree. I guess that would be the difference.
It's not the same trace. Sorry, not the same divergence. No.
But if I do it for this?
Well, okay.
No, that's correct. That's a divergence which now applies to arbitrary derivations, not only to tangential derivations.
Okay.
And on tangential derivations, it would restrict to almost the standard one plus some simple cosine.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So let me go back to this commutative diagram you had in the beginning. Objects here look like, so this
next way next.
You're not going to write the relations, but some leaf series in A and B. And here the elliptic version. And the derivation of the Frilli algebra. Here it was also some compatibility conditions. And then there's this map by Enriquez, which takes an associator and produces you this derivation. Now let me give the full definition of the Cauchy-Varvernoulli algebra. first condition is tangentiality. Let me get x1 or x2. So on labels X and Y, there's only, and then the bracket and the labels can be given. The bracket on the trees. So we take here an X and the Y in the second one, then we're gonna connect them to get a new tree. And then this condition on the divergence.
So this is a linear span we are going to this, right?
Sorry?
It's a linear span, right?
Yeah, right. Oh. Yeah. Oh. So then the divergence condition tells you. So if I have something like this, then I should produce this divergence, so this is by grafting every x to a y. So this gives you some kind of wheel. And then the condition is it should be a sum of the wheels. This arrow in, at least the gesture would be that so that this is true and there's two properties we want to verify, and the first one is easy and we can show it for everything, but the second one is harder, so we don't. We don't know whether this is true yet, but there's at least some evidence which comes from the so just the difference between GRT elliptic and GRT is given by this sum some subalgebra. And this conjecture, Manriquez, what is subalgebra, or at least about generators. It's generated by those elements which in terms of trees look like this, where here we have an even number, but otherwise the element is zero. And we have one more or less easily checks that they have divergence zero because we have this image here. So this is true of this conjecture then.
So can you compute the kernel of the KRDL? So is there a morphism from KRDL to KRD?
Probably not, but I'm not quite sure.
Oh.
So this is not an obvious one. Now for the second part, I'm going to tell you about what are the topological origins of this. So essentially, it should be just what Yusuke has told us before, but now for genus 1. Well, let me take the one function torus, or maybe in Richard Hines notation. So I have this complete group algebra. And here I'm going to pick an isomorphism to just a free associative algebra to generators. Isomorphism is given by one picture. I'm going to call this group e to the x, and this one e to the y. It should be chosen in such a way that the boundary loop is just given by e to the x. So in particular, what we saw before is that we on the set of Hopfield homology, we get automatically this whole matrix of E value. Then we can take the associated equation to this. We're going to tell you what this is isomorphic to. So as before, we have this map from the cyclic elements to derivations. So this is automatically isomorphic to a subalgebra of derivations. We're going to What is it? So now, to connect this co bracket to these divergences, we have the following extension of the divergence. Now, in particular, kind of I can tell you how is this Lie algebra that I wrote down the first is connected to this problem. So what this Hugo was talking about basically this homomorphic expansion in the language of Arnotin. These are the isomorphisms. In G and then it's associated graded. And here I'm not quite precise what one isomorphism here should be because it should come from such an expansion. But it's not just an isomorphism of those Lie algebra, but it should be of a special form. So then in particular from here it's clear that on those isomorphisms are torsor on the automorphism of that guy. And we essentially identify what that guy is. By this problem. here we can almost spell it out what it should be. It should be an automorphism of the free Lie divided into generators. Show that given by this element. And this is essentially the log determinant of the exponential, greater inverse of it. And some explanation of this is, so if you compare this. So what we're doing is, in some sense, some non-commutative geometry on this pi 1, which would induce some ordinate geometry on all these representations. But here in our case, this is just two copies of G. But then here this bracket should corresponds to it is a canonical quasi-Russell structure. And also there is a kind of natural volume form of this. And here in this case, the natural volume form is just the Haar measure. So now this first expansion does is I'm just going to pull it back along this exponential now. And then we're going to compute here some divergence on this side, which kind of should be natural with this volume form. So it shouldn't, it will be a very natural guess. And it turns out it actually works. This is the last thing I wanted to say.
Questions or comments?
Yes, do you know the work of Schnepps? So she also has a map from DS, so the double shuffle to elliptic double shuffle, some kind of idea? No? Can you tell me?
No, I'm not familiar.
It's also funny that she doesn't have the map from the elliptic to the non elliptic.
Yeah, that's what it might possibly be.
And how is it your elliptic story? It's in terms of this Kyle language, right?
Yes, so more or less, yes.
If I ask you a little bit, but there one would need to, so this is in a kind of whatever, normal language or standard language. So their comparison to this small language, well, one needs at least someone who is fluent in.
Technical.
You expect KRBL is equal to GRBL?
Not quite clear. Because we're forgetting the associated part. Mm-hmm. And the question is related whether you can, if you have at least part of the question would be, so if you have an elliptic associator, and you forget the associated part of it, and only remember this A and P cycles, mm-hmm. Whether you can reconstruct the associator.
What is the status of the conjecture that KRV and GFT are just almost the same? Do you believe still?
I think the last numerical experiments were done quite some time ago by Torosan and his friend Albert, and they were all kind of up to some relatively high degree confirming the Dekind side, but I don't know. Probably by now one can do a more kind of competent numerical experiment, but otherwise. All right. Any other questions or comments? If not, thanks again.